Well, I don't mind this at all, and in fact others are saying it too. Choice on bike helmets. Surely grown-ups can make this decision. If you reach the age of 18 and you're allowed to vote in and out governments, then surely you should be able to work out whether or not you want to wear a bike helmet. Some are saying that wearing a bike helmet is done by sensible people. Others want to be very cautious. But others quite reluctantly put these things on because you're told to by governments. And this correspondent says, is it for the benefit of the Brisbane Bike Scheme that there's now a video launch calling for the end of mandatory bike helmets? No, it's not. And others want to know, can they have their choice on seatbelts or anything else that's been brought in for public safety? No, that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about helmet freedom. This one-minute advertisement has been put together. I've got the sound of it. I can't show you the pictures because it's radio. But we'll put it on the 4bc.com.au website. Let's have a little listen to this advertisement, which calls for the removal of helmet laws.
Across the world, cycling is thriving, except in Australia. Because Australia is among only 2% of nations that still impose unnecessary mandatory helmet laws on adult cyclists. And in the years since helmet laws were introduced, Australia's obesity rate has more than doubled to lead the world. Taxpayer-funded public bike schemes have failed, while utility cycling has ceased for an entire generation. With no difference in injury rates, mandatory helmet laws have done more harm than good. Cycling needs a chance to be part of our everyday lives again. End mandatory helmet laws now. Give adult riders the same freedom to choose as they have in the rest of the developed world. Visit helmetfreedom.org and take action.
All right, well, that is the sound of what is also sound and pictures, a one-minute advertisement calling for the removal of helmet laws. Founder of Helmet Freedom, Dave Kincaid, joins us. Dave, many people would say you've got a point.
Yeah, well, I think I do. Thanks, Gary.
But, of course, others would say, can we just stop wearing seatbelts as a compulsory thing? I mean, can you answer that question?
Well, look, you hear that a bit, but there's a difference between the two. There's plenty of evidence that shows that seatbelt laws have resulted in a reduction of fatalities.
Well, there's plenty of evidence to prove seatbelts save lives. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and look, and we're all about saying that helmets are good, but there's an absolute dearth of evidence that shows whether or not helmet laws save cycling lives.
Okay, Dave. So what if I'm an adult and I say I'm not going to wear a helmet?
Yep.
And somebody runs over the top of me, and then I sue them, and well, you know, and on it goes. These are the questions put to me. I don't agree with these questions, but these are the questions put to me.
I think they're valid questions, Gary. But like, it's the same thing as if you're walking down the street and somebody hits you with a car, or if you're driving and somebody runs over you. You know, a helmet doesn't know whether you're on a bike or in a car. It'll work in both cases. It's just we seem to single out cycling.
Yeah, and you get the feeling that it's because they can impose these rules that they do.
Yeah, well, look, I think helmet laws were a very easy option for the government back in the 90s. You know, instead of spending money on infrastructure to encourage cycling, we thought, no, let's whack a helmet law onto the cyclists, and then we can say that we're trying to do something about safety. But unfortunately, you know, it hasn't worked in Australia.
Okay, and of course, the city cycle scheme, it's been a dud by anybody's measure, partly because people don't want to have to worry about running around with bike helmets.
Yeah, exactly. Look, helmet laws and bike share schemes are totally incompatible. Bike share schemes are based on spontaneity, and, you know, if you have to bring a helmet with you wherever you go, just on the off chance that you might ride a bike, it's clearly not going to work.
Dave, your advertisement says that only 2% of the world has mandatory bike helmet laws. What are those places?
So there's three countries in the world with mandatory all-age helmet laws. It's Australia, New Zealand, and the United Arab Emirates. There's a few states in Canada and the US that have various laws, sometimes for children, sometimes for adults as well, but we're the only three countries that have national all-age laws.
Would you accept that there should be mandated bike helmets for kids?
That's not a particular issue for me. I'm just concerned about adults having the choice.
So 18 and above?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so is it a case that governments probably don't trust us to make these choices, therefore they're going to make them for us?
Well, look, it seems to be that. You know, there's a lot of talk about the nanny state and things like that. But in this particular instance, it's not hurting anyone else. So I don't see why the government should be involved.
Where have you ridden bikes in other parts of the world?
Well, I spent 18 months living in Copenhagen, and obviously they don't have these kind of helmet laws across Europe, and it's a totally different place. You just see everyday normal people riding your bikes. It's not some kind of, 5 a.m. Lycra brigade. It's your mum, it's your grandma, it's the kids riding to school. It's much more civilised.
Yeah, and you think that could work here?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I think helmet laws are a bit like a pesticide for cycling. It kills off the normal part of it, and only leaves the most die-hard. So what we've got here in Australia is a cycling culture that's populated by people that I guess aren't put off by the traffic and the helmet laws and things like that.
You reckon that you're pushing it uphill though? You've got no chance of getting any change.
Oh, look, I think we've actually got a pretty good chance. The feedback we get, it's coming in more and more, and it's overwhelmingly positive. You know, there's a few people that object to it, you know, that's their opinion. But we don't want to stop people wearing helmets. We just want to give adults the choice.
And this is no front for the city cycle scheme. This is,
not at all. But look, I think city cycle's a great idea. I just think it's been implemented absolutely shockingly.
And in what way?
Oh, well, I think, bike share and helmet laws just don't mix. We should do like Mexico City did or Israel did. They repealed their helmet law for bike share when they introduced their scheme.
But, of course, in those sort of places, it's a different government. I mean, this is a federal law that dictates the helmets must be worn.
It's actually a state law. It's a state law. And, look, we already have exceptions. In the Northern Territory, for example, you don't need to wear a helmet if you're an adult and you're on a bike path. As long as you're not on the road, the helmet's not required.
So maybe that's worth testing here.
Oh, I think it would be a great idea. I don't understand why the government's so scared of just having a trial for a couple of years, see if it does work.
I think to clarify my point, it's a federally inspired, state-by-state law. It's a real federation sort of setup.
They try and get all the states to act the same.
Okay, so state-by-state in Australia, you could pick them off, or you say the territory's got a slightly different law, so how do they get around the federal laws?
Well, basically, when they introduced their law, they put an exception in. So basically, the minister in the Northern Territory can declare any zone helmet-free, or as long as it's separated from the road, you know, as long as you're separate from cars, you don't have to wear a helmet there.
All right, Dave, now you put this ad together. You hold the line, because you're founder of Helmet Freedom, so you've got to take questions from people. No problem. Feedback from Matthew at Ipswich. You got a question for Dave, have you, Matthew?
I do. Look, I'm kind of with Dave on this. I do definitely respect the initiative. I think unlike something like smoking where it affects other people, one person's choice to wear or not wear a helmet is definitely something which would be good. But I do question the ad a bit in the sense that you related it to obesity. I just think that's a bit of a rich call, maybe relating it to that.
Because, Matthew, if I remember the ad right, it says that obesity's gone up as helmet laws have come in.
That's correct. Now, I just as a an average punter out there, I just think that's a big call to make relating the two together. Because sure, obesity has gone up, but can we really say that directly relates to the helmet laws?
All right, good on you, Matthew. Good question, Dave.
Yeah, good question, Matt. Look, I don't think it directly relates, but it definitely does indirectly. Obviously, obesity is a complex issue, and it's more than just what you do; it's what you eat. But there's a clear correlation between how active people are in transport, in terms of walking and cycling to work, and obesity levels.
All right, mate. Well, we're going to try and check this out a little bit. I mean, Selena at Redcliffe, she's not too happy about this, or do you? Do you like this or not, Selena?
I don't think it's safe if we remove helmets from anybody. I know of somebody that died from head injuries, from having to take aversive action on the road, and they're very. It's a fine line to dice with when you remove something from your head that's there to protect it.
All right, good on you, Selena. Well, Dave, there's a contrary view as well.
Oh, look, I think she raises a valid point there. What you've got to realise, though, is that the majority of cyclists that are killed were wearing helmets. Around 60 to 80% of the fatalities in Australia, cyclists wearing helmets. The other thing you need to realise is that the percentage of head injuries is pretty much the same for pedestrians, motorists and cyclists. So we don't seem to be asking the same question about why don't we wear a helmet in the car?
Or while we're walking along the street.
Exactly.
All right, Dave. Well, Dave Kincaid, you've got the answers, it seems, to the questions. We'll put a little straw poll together now, see what people think about the idea of calling for mandatory bike helmet laws to be axed. It's a beauty. Well done. We'll stay in touch. Dave Kincaid, founder of Helmet Freedom. What do you think, 13, 13, 32, should we end for adults compulsory use of bike helmets? Is this the nanny state gone crazy, or is it just road safety over the top? Or should we just leave it alone? Yes or no? Should we axe the mandatory laws for adults? Or no? 13, 13, 32. It's 18 past 4.